9. On London Bridge. Oliver was with Rose in London. Oliver had told Rose all about his life in London. He had told her about Mr. Brownlow and how Mr. Brownlow had been kind to him. Rose had brought Oliver to London to find Mr. Brownlow. Every day, Oliver was taken round the streets of London in Rose's carriage. Oliver thought he might see Mr. Brownlow or Mr. Brownlow's house. The morning after Nancy's visit, Oliver ran into Rose's room.
"I've seen him! I've seen Mr. Brownlow!" Oliver cried. "I saw him going into his house!"
"Thank God," Rose said. "I am pleased we have found him, and he can help us now. I shall visit him at once."
Rose went to Pentonville to visit the kind old gentleman.
"You don't know me," Rose began, "but you once showed kindness to a young friend of mine, Oliver Twist."
"Oliver Twist," Mr. Brownlow repeated. "Where is the poor boy? Is he safe?"
Then Rose told Mr. Brownlow Oliver's story. She told him of her meeting with Nancy at the hotel.
"Where is the child now?" Mr. Brownlow asked.
"He is in my carriage," Rose said. "He wants to see you."
Mr. Brownlow hurried outside to the carriage. He spoke to Oliver with the greatest kindness. Mr. Brownlow's housekeeper heard that Oliver had returned. She was delighted to see the boy.
"I knew the dear child would come back. I knew it," she cried.
Mr. Brownlow took Rose into the library.
"We must be very careful," the old gentleman said. "Fagin and Monks are very wicked men. We must find Monks and make him tell us everything. Perhaps Nancy can help us. I will walk with you on London Bridge next Sunday evening. Until Sunday, you and Oliver must stay with me."
"Thank you," Rose said with a smile.
Sunday night came. A clock struck 11. Nancy, Fagin and Sykes were in Bill's house in Bethnal Green. Nancy was now desperate with fear. Nancy got up from her chair and put on her hat. Fagin and Sykes looked at her in surprise.
"What are you doing, girl?"
Sykes asked.
"Where are you going at this time of night?"
"I don't know. I'm ill. I need to go outside and breathe the air,"
the girl replied quickly.
"Then put your head out of the window and breathe the air,"
Sykes told her with a laugh.
"You're not going out."
He went to the door, locked it and put the key in his pocket. Nancy began to cry loudly.
"Let me go out, Bill, just for an hour,"
she screamed.
"Fagin, tell Bill to let me go out."
"Stop that noise or I'll set the dog on you,"
Sykes cried.
"Never, never. Oh, let me go, let me go."
Sykes pushed Nancy down into a chair. She fought and cried for a long time. Then the clock struck 12. Immediately, she became quiet.
"Something's wrong with the girl," said Sykes.
"You're right, Bill. Keep her in the house," Fagin said slowly. "I must go home now."
Fagin thought carefully as he hurried through the dark streets. Why was Nancy behaving so strangely?
"Perhaps Nancy doesn't love Bill anymore," Fagin said to himself. "If Bill finds out, he'll kill Nancy. Sykes is a dangerous man. I don't need him anymore. If Nancy hates Bill, perhaps I can get her to kill him."
Fagin laughed.
"I'll find out why she's behaving so strangely. I'll find out her secret," the old man said.
A week had passed. It was a quarter to midnight on Sunday. Two people were on London Bridge. One of them was Nancy. She was walking up and down nervously. The other person was a boy. He was hiding in the shadows. A carriage stopped on the bridge. A young woman and a man got out. Nancy ran towards them.
"Oh, thank God you've come," Nancy said.
But there's too much light here. Someone'll see us. Come to the other end of the bridge. There are some steps down to the river. We can talk in the darkness.
Are you afraid of the light? Mr. Brownlow asked quietly.
I'm afraid of everything tonight, Nancy answered. I think I'm going to die soon. The poor girl, Rose whispered as they followed Nancy to the other end of the bridge.
On the dark steps by the water, Rose spoke again.
What can you tell us? She asked.
I know where you can find monks, Nancy replied. Good. Tell us quickly, Mr. Brownlow said.
Nancy told them all she knew about monks and Fagin's plans.
What does monks look like? Mr. Brownlow asked.
He's a tall man, about 30 years old, Nancy replied. But he looks much older. His face is thin and wrinkled and his eyes are dark and cruel.
I'll find him, said Mr. Brownlow. But how can we help you?
You can't help me, Nancy answered.
What do you mean? Mr. Brownlow asked kindly. You must leave these evil men. We will find them and tell the police. They will go to prison, but you will be safe.
No, no, Nancy whispered. I can't help you catch them.
We can help you escape from them. You can leave the country. You can start a new life, replied Mr. Brownlow.
I hate my life, but I can't change it now, Nancy answered slowly. I must go home. Good night, sir, and good night to you, sweet lady, Nancy added. I don't think we shall meet again. Leave me now, please.
Mr. Brownlow and Rose walked sadly back across the bridge. Nancy waited on the steps. She heard the carriage drive away. Then she walked quickly back to the poor street where she lived. Behind her, in the shadows, a boy followed her.